Welcome to Sunday night.
Good evening.
Good evening, Sunday.
If only you could see how much you have grown. It is a great joy to us to know that you can discuss many things with patience and love without too much condemnation. I have been listening to your conversations, you may gather.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say just one thing about this, that wars have existed in your world since almost the planet was created. You can make assumptions about why all of these happenings occur. But what I wish to say to you, my dear friends, is that death should not be looked upon as the most tragic of things in your life.
Mm.
I say to you, my dear friends, that birth is the most traumatic of all. Because they leave behind them all the love and joy which they have come to know. So, although we do not wish man to fight against man, in speaking of death, be happy that so many have returned home, where they will find love and support in all things. Your world, as you know, can be quite a violent place at times. But one of you said, not much good comes from all of these things. I have to disagree just a little. There is much that comes from these actions. It comes with the change of thought within people, like your good selves, where you strive to help all people, not only the innocents, but the guilty. So I say to you, dear friends, continue with your discussions and your love and heartfelt wishes for others. It gladdens us here in spirit to see groups such as this trying to understand without too much criticism.
That was me actually, Sally, that said about war, not
yes.
Peace. But what I really meant was, you know, when people fight over land or fight whatever, I do understand that, you know, good comes out of it, but they don't achieve anything. You know, they try to take, say, a piece of land, and they don't achieve that. You know, war.
But it may not happen within this lifetime.
Mm.
But let me reassure you that there is a reckoning. There is an understanding of what they have done.
Mm.
It may not be in one lifetime. It may take others. But let me assure you that that soul will grow from those experiences.
Mm.
And that is what is important. Mm.
Oh. Mm.
You understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And for the people they leave behind, they're learning too.
Yes, it is like a ripple on the water. It affects all people.
Yeah.
You understand?
I don't know, my grandmother's brother died in the war and he was 18, but actually she never got over it. It affected her whole life.
But she had the understanding of loss, which is a lesson to be learned.
Yeah, all right, okay. Mm.
I know it seems cruel to many of you on this earth planet, but it is not. Again, I beg you, my dear friends, to look to the larger picture.
Mm. Yeah.
This is a way for the soul to grow. Any trouble that comes to your lives, look upon it as a learning, not as something to be despondent about, because that only creates more fear. And you know we have spoken of fear so often.
Yes, that's right.
It is the most negative of all emotions.
Yes, I was just thinking that my daughter and her family, especially one of her children at the moment, who is not a child anymore, but with all the problems, both my daughter and myself said, we are learning lessons.
Yes.
We can see that we didn't understand until these things are happening.
No. There always will be lessons to learn. You may not even recognize them as life's lessons. But there are many. Yeah. And I say only to you, try to accept what is before you, what is with you at this present time. Try not to look back in sorrow and in anger, because they are emotions which are negative. Look forward with love. Look forward with acceptance that life must move forward. I do not say it is easy. It is not for human beings. If it was not, you would not be here. You would be perfect beings with no need to learn. I hope you can take my words this time and try to understand.
Yes, it's been...
Well, I hope that the lady, Paul, was asking for help for a lady whose daughter was shot.
Yes.
And so this is also, if she can take those words, that would be a great comfort to her.
It may help her. I am sorry to say that with some people, they hold on to negative emotions, which then engulfs them for many of their years. And this lady is one of them. But to give her hopeful words, try to give her understanding that death is not the end.
Yes.
Death is peaceful and full of love.
We know from all the years coming here that people have come back. Even Leslie, who used to run the circle, has come back with glowing reports about the spirit world, the life after.
Yes. And they are only on a very low level of energy. Imagine that energy and that love surpassed by all time. It is beautiful. It is something that you will not experience for quite some time.
Mm.
But I reassure you that it is there. It is waiting to enfold you within those spiritual arms.
Mm.
Many people who wish to help and who are helping you even now upon the earth plane.
Mm.
And that brings me to something that you have been made aware of recently about the silence.
Yes.
Going within the silence, mm-hmm. being made aware that all things, all beauty, all knowledge lies within the silence.
Mm.
You found it interesting.
Yes.
Yes. I hope that since then, my dear friends, you have allowed yourselves to enter that silence once more.
Yes. Yes.
Or at least try.
I've tried a few times to be more aware of the
Of course, it will be easier when you are here as a...
Yes, definitely. Mm.
Yes. It is much easier because of the amount of energy that you all create. And that statement is made especially for our dear friend, who you call Serena, because she was not too sure of her part in this group.
Mm.
But what she does not see, that she gives off pure energy whilst within the womb.
Mm.
And you all play a very big part.
Mm. That seems to be part of the this silence. It almost feels like that's when you can hear this energy.
Yes.
And feel it.
It is almost tangible.
Mm.
Yes. You should be able to feel, hear, do so much within that energy.
Mm.
And it is something, my dear friends, that will help you with your own development, because it is essential at this point that you now move forward, in development of your own spiritual selves, so that the soul may expand. Are there any questions at this time?
Did you have one, Sarah? It's like the pyramids?
Yes, I did ask actually within the group last week, but it might be nice to have an answer so that other people who read the transcripts could also know. I've been reading George's book, and he's been talking about the pyramids and the extraterrestrial help that they had doing it. How did these extraterrestrials live on this planet while they were working with the pyramids? Because obviously, well, not obviously, but they probably came from a planet where the atmosphere would have been quite different. So how did they manage to live here?
Quite easily.
Mm.
Because you see, they have you call powers that you upon this earth do not have and did not have at that particular time.
Mm.
There were a few, but in speaking about nourishment and food, they are able to materialize anything.
Mm.
This is something you will not fully grasp, because there is not the energy available at this particular time of existence to show you.
Mm.
But these travellers, and that is what they were, travellers who could go about not only the atmosphere of the earth and their planets, but the universe, the many universes. It is a very hard thing to explain to you now. But if you had been here when they came, you would have been so surprised at their capabilities.
So they didn't need to breathe.
Have you heard, I am sorry to interrupt,
sorry, yes,
the story in your Christian Bible about Jesus producing bread and wine?
Oh, yes. Mm.
If you take that analysis of it, it then becomes easier for you to understand. How did he produce bread and wine?
Mm.
And he did. He was a very good medium. Mm. And he had powers that not many people had.
Mm.
So you see, the capabilities of what you call aliens, and I call them soul brothers.
Mm.
That is much nicer way to describe them. Mm. Soul brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to materialize whatever was needed. Whatever was needed, whether it was movement or any kind of tool, or indeed their nourishment and food.
And the pyramids themselves sometimes were materialized.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
What other explanation can there be?
Mm.
But how did they breathe, Sanimet? They were just able to just,
yes,
be here?
To adapt.
Mm.
They adapted themselves.
Mm.
As they materialized other things, they were able to change their whole way of being.
Mm. Did some of them stay on as pharaohs when the others left?
I have to say no to that. I know what you are speaking of, but no, they did not remain as pharaohs.
Mm.
So they all went back, did they?
Yes.
Because there are some hieroglyphics with elongated skulls and things, aren't there?
Yes. Which in fact would back up what I have just said, that they were able to change and transmute.
Mm-hmm.
So whilst they were here, would they have looked just like the other people that were here?
They could if they wished.
Mm.
You have to understand that energy is able to transmute itself into anything it desires.
Mm-hmm.
We are speaking of deep matters here.
Mm.
We are speaking of things that you will not fully understand.
So this is a different energy to...
No, it is the energy of life.
Oh, okay.
It is just that you have not reached that point whilst you are on this earth, for that to happen.
Have there been humans who have been able to reach that point, to change their form?
Not from this planet.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few people who devote their whole life to meditation. They are able in a small way to alter things, and they are even able to pass to spirit if they so wish.
Mm.
There are those beings upon your planet,
mm,
but not to the same degree as the soul brothers did.
So Jesus, he was able to use that energy to create the
but he
wouldn't have been able to have changed himself.
No, he was a human being whilst upon the earth, but he was a great medium in as far as the powers of spirit were available to him. I hope that has helped you.
Yes, no, that's very interesting. Thank you.
If these soul brothers can take on our appearance, if they wish to, does that mean... did they ever breed with humankind? Did they ever...
There are many descriptions and stories. Yes, they would have been interested in the way that the human reproduced. And there are many tales of this happening. But I have to say that is not something I can confirm for you. As far as I know, that is not the case, although they would have been interested in the workings of the human body.
Do these soul brothers, are they walking amongst us at the moment? If they can change their appearance and fit in with us without us knowing, are they actually amongst us at the moment on Earth?
Yes, I would have to say yes to that question.
Because there's lots of theories about certain governments having access to technology.
Yes.
And such as the American government, for example. And there was also a theory that in the Second World War, the Germans were experimenting with flying saucers and that sort of technology as well. And I wondered whether there was a link actually, whether the Germans had the technology or were developing the right technology with the help of extraterrestrials. Is that something you can comment on?
The technology has always been there. It has always existed, although you as humans do not fully understand that yet, because of the idea of energies being unavailable to you. But yes, the soul brothers can come to this planet. They can transmute to look like you. They are among you. But I do not see that any would be destructive.
What is their purpose for being among us?
Interest in other planets. They are interested in life as they know it. In the same way, I would say, as you wish to travel to other countries in this world, you take yourself and you blend in, do you not?
Would they also be here to help try and avoid a nuclear war, for example? Would they interfere and step in and help us?
They would. I have to say, prayers would reach them. But what you have to remember is, they are not spirit. They haven't passed to spirit. So they are limited to a degree, although their powers and energy is much more important than yours.
So would they take sides, for example, helping? I was thinking of cheering the man who cracked the code, the German.
Enigma
code. That's right. So would somebody like that an extraterrestrial soul? Spirit or soul, whatever you said.
Soul brother.
Would they take sides and think, well, you know, what that country's doing is perhaps not what I would do, so I'll help the other side?
That would be entirely up to their free will. You must remember that all of you here and in other planets and in other universes have their own free will.
Mm.
Even when they return home to spirits, their free will is still there. So I would say you cannot control someone who is behaving in a strange manner, let's say, about weapons, or they have to carry on, and we have to try to alter their way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they be a soul brother or a human being on this planet, we have to do good. We have to strive for love and peace and all of those things. But I should not become too deeply involved with what others are doing. You are here, my dear friends, to find love and peace for all of your own human people. That is your purpose, to help one another. Because you cannot beat the love energy. You cannot. You may try to convince yourselves, or you may convince yourselves of what others can do. Whatever is done upon this planet has to be reckoned on when the time comes for you to return home.
It's a little bit like what we were talking about. This circle, for a number of years, tried to get phenomenon known as direct voice, which would have been quite exciting, and with the ectoplasm and forms and voices in the air sort of thing. But what we ended getting was something much better than that. We got truth coming from the very deep heart of spirit. We got love and truth and phenomenon.
And that is what you have to continue to work with.
Mm.
It matters not what happens in the growth of the pyramids, although we understand your interest. Of course we do, because human beings are full of curiosity. But first they should go within. They should recognize themselves and what they feel. That is where the knowledge and the power come from. The striving to return home as a good and decent human being who has done all to help others. It is so easy to be within a war, as you have been discussing, for many, because that is all their mind is set upon.
Yes, I can see that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is up to every individual to be responsible for his own thinking. But I hope it has helped you a little to understand that greater need and the happenings on your planet. But you could spend the whole of your lifetime wondering why. And why is a word that is not helpful. You understand?
Yes.
Why did this happen? Why did he do that? In all the time you spend in whys, you could have the truth and the knowing from the silence.
Yes, it's a waste of energy.
It is indeed. But I hope that I have brought you something to think about.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And
you have me. I've had a lot of worries, I must say.
Yes. You are creatures of curiosity. Sometimes we are amused by you. You sit and wonder why.
Even little children do, don't they?
Yes.
But why, Mummy? But why?
It is true. Now, my dear friends, I will take my leave of you this time. There are others to come, if you so desire to allow them to use you.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Food for thought.
As always.
And who needs food for thought?